Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Where the Internet Lives. Have you ever wondered about the inner workings of the internet? Guided by host Stephanie Wong, Where the Internet Lives is a Webby Award-winning podcast from Google about the fascinating world of data centers. Venture into places that very few people ever see firsthand and learn about the technology, people, and places that make the internet run. This season, explore how data centers change the world around us in surprising and beneficial ways. Hear stories about prairie restoration, the solar energy boom, recycled canal water, and cities undergoing economic transformation, all enabled by data centers. Find and follow Where the Internet Lives on Google Podcasts, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your shows. We are also sponsored by When Magic Happens from WBEZ. It's a new podcast that brings hosts Taylor, Jennifer, and Cheryl together to tackle the big and little cultural questions as Black women of different generations and perspectives. When Magic Happens is your not-so-secret group chat, a space to laugh, cry, and share with Black women of all ages. New episodes drop weekly. Hi, Arielle here, and I'm back. Welcome to this week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds. I hope you enjoyed all of the podcast recommendations while I was away at Radio Days Europe. It was a wild, busy time for me. I loved meeting with podcast folks around Europe, but I am glad to be back at it in my office. I want to give a special thanks to Devin Andrade for holding down the fort while I was away. Devin hosted our episodes about comedic wellness and changing your tech point of view. You can find the last two episodes of Feedback hosted by Devin by going to earbuds.audio. Devin also told you a bit about Adopt a Listener Month, which is Tink Media's initiative to help grow the podcast listening world. You can find out more about it by going to tinkmedia.co/adopt. Last week's theme was changing your tech point of view. Our curator was Tom Merritt. The episodes that Tom chose share unique perspectives on tech. We listened to an episode from the podcast The Tech John. We listened to Tech's Message and No Silicast podcast. Then we listened to Barbecue and Tech, and we ended it with Snob OS. If you're interested in learning more about tech but want an expansive understanding with a diverse set of hosts, these are the podcasts for you. You can find the podcast that I mentioned that Tom recommended by going to the link in the show notes. Now on to this week's list. The theme is games and our feelings. Our curator is Eric Silver, one of the founders of Multitude Productions. Eric produces and hosts a bunch of podcasts, including one you're going to hear more about in just a few moments called Games and Feelings. In a bit, we'll share a voice clip from Eric about his podcast episodes and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, High Strange, a podcast about UFOs and UAPs and the stigma surrounding them. After the spotlight pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I'll share some podcast industry news with you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Now, let's get to Eric to hear more about this week's theme of podcast recommendations, games and our feelings.
Hey, Earbuds. This is Eric Silver, head of creative at Multitude. I am also the producer of four podcasts. Join the party, Games and Feelings, Tell Me About It, and The Distraction from Defector. All of these shows have something to do with games. I love games. I love playing games. I love thinking about how games are made. I like thinking about the people who make games, whether we're talking about video games, board games, tabletop RPGs like Dungeons and Dragons, or, of course, sports. And you can also throw reality TV in there. So the theme for what we're talking about today, the theme that I'm bringing to you for my playlist, is called Games and Our Feelings. There are tons of shows that kind of cover the news or what's going on, but the ones that dive deeper into what it means to enjoy and play and, like, think about the business and existence of games in our lives. Those are the things that I'm very interested in. We're going one layer deeper than just, oh, here's the news of today. So I would love to recommend these five episodes. First, How Do I Fall Back in Love with Games with Jeffrey Craner and Julia Schifini from Games and Feelings, the show that I make. Games and Feelings is an advice show about games. I have seen, obviously, the advice show genre is alive and thriving, especially the comedy advice genre, but I haven't seen one specifically about games. And it's all more about like how humans interact with each other. You know, when you listen to a relationship podcast, it's always like, yeah, you guys should just talk to each other or break up. It's kind of like, hey, we're trying to have fun here, so people just talk to each other. It's a lot of the advice that we end up getting. And that's the same advice, whether we're talking about going to a sports game with your brother-in-law or your friends getting together for a board game night and you think that someone's cheating. It's pretty much the same feelings that we're having. We get to express that in Games and Feelings in this particular episode with Jeffrey Craner of Welcome to Night Vale and the incredibly talented Julia Schifini is an incredible episode. Someone who is really picking up the mantle of interesting and insightful and relevant, honestly, fresh podcast in the tabletop RPG space, the Dungeons & Dragons and More space, is Three Black Halflings. They have a lot of different types of episodes in their feed, but the ones that are interviews with content creators, especially this one with Ify Wadiwe called Forging a Metal Afro Pick, is honestly one of the best. Three Black Halflings kind of came out after this explosion of Dungeons & Dragons podcasts that came out from like 2016 to 2020, and it feels like things matured as it was like, oh, we can't just have like 45-year-old straight white guys are the only people who get to be popular in this space. And Three Black Halflings are showing up and being themselves and giving really insightful and interesting content on their feed. Next, I want to shout out The Min-Max Show. The episode that I chose was 40 Big Predictions for 2023. I don't know if any of you have been following what's been going on in games media, but every single company is laying people off. It's happening all over media, but especially in the video games media space. Min-Max has been on Patreon for a very long time. I've been a patron of theirs for a while. And a lot of people, now that they've been laid off, are like, oh, I can start like this small thing by myself or with a small group of friends. And we're buoyed on Patreon. But Min-Max has been doing this for years during the first round of layoffs that happened, you know, almost half a decade ago, if not. That happened almost half a decade ago. And hearing people who are untethered to a giant media corporation talk insightfully about video games in this way with their experience where they can really talk about what they think. This particular episode gives a lot of insight into what you think. Gives a lot of insight into like where video games is in 2023. Next episode is from Basketball Illuminati. Now, it's kind of goofy, but this whole basketball podcast is the premise that there is like a Illuminati, a secret society governing the NBA, that everything's a conspiracy. You got to keep your third eye open. But honestly, it's a pretty interesting way to look at the NBA, which always seems to have some sort of mystery, some sort of drama surrounding it, which is why basketball is my favorite sport, and I like to dribble up and down the court. But being able to, like, quote-unquote, doing your own research, even if it's silly, is still fun. And finally, I want to shout out Gameplay. The podcast no longer runs, but it is truly the 99% invisible of podcasts. And if that isn't a good enough recommendation for you, I don't know what to tell you. I hope you get a little bit more insight, a little more critical thinking into your games listening. If you're a gamer out there or want to be think of yourself as a gamer or just like sports and want to learn a little bit more about the thing that you're into and hear people think a little bit more critically about this stuff. Listen, if you like what I say and you think that what I was saying was insightful, please check out any of those shows I was talking about. Join the party, Games and Feelings, Tell Me About It, or The Distraction. And you can find me on socials at L_Silvero, L_SILVERO. My name, if I was a Lucha Libre wrestler, you can find me on the Moldering Corpse of Twitter or on Instagram. I'm probably bopping around on the internet, wherever you want to find me.
Thank you to Eric for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Eric's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can easily click and get listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, which is earbuds.audio. Now, did you know that you can be a curator for the Earbuds newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter the next time that it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting High Strange. Here is a bit about the show from Payne Lindsay.
Hey, it's Payne Lindsay, and this is my new podcast called High Strange. Ariel and I actually spoke about this podcast on a panel she moderated at Podcast Movement. I'm really excited to share my new show, High Strange.
What a journey. And why me? I don't know. I don't want anything. I don't want money. I don't want fame. I want the world to get ready for what's about to happen.
We have multiple departments right now that have sightings on it.
Oh my God, I hope that's a plane. Oh Jesus Christ, please be a plane. Oh, please.
UFOs on radar.
Aircraft that flew in a manner that defied physics.
It shook me to my core.
What I was seeing was stuff I had never encountered in my life.
There are real physical objects in the sky that demonstrate extraordinary technology. This is data.
My God, look at that thing.
There are things out there, we've seen them, we've studied them, and we don't know they are.
From Tenderfoot TV, an all-new investigative podcast, I'm your host, Payne Lindsay, and this is High Strange.
Thank you to Payne Lindsay and the team at Tenderfoot TV for sharing the trailer for High Strange. Next, here's the fiction podcast pairing of the week brought to us by Realm Media. This week's list of podcast recommendations about games and our feelings pairs well with Backwater Bastards. Here's a bit about the show. Backwater Bastards is a comedy slash improv slash actual play podcast played by a group from all over the world. While everybody else is out saving the world, the cast is just trying to find the next best place to eat. Join them on their haphazard adventure. Find and follow Backwater Bastards wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next up, some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts. First, Tink Media is writing a lot of amazing things lately about podcast growth in their newsletter, which is called Podcast Marketing Magic. Read their most recent blog post, which is called How to Smartly Launch a Podcast from Nothing. We will link to it in the show notes. Next up, former Kansas City police detective Roger Golubsky is accused of putting an innocent man in jail, exploiting vulnerable black women, and terrorizing the community for decades. How did he get away with it for so long, and what does justice look like for his victims now that he's been arrested by the FBI? From KCUR Studios and the NPR Midwest Newsroom, Overlooked is an investigative podcast about the systemic problems left long unaddressed throughout the Midwest. And before we go, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. This week, we've got stories on Adopt a Listener Month, the Podcast Standards Project, which is a new grassroots industry coalition to advocate for open podcasting, and a new feature from the AI copywriting software company CapShow. Read all of these stories and more at podnews.net and make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. Well, that's all for Feedback with Earbuds this week. It is good to be back, and thank you so much for tuning in while I was away. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. The show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.